to return, will you decide?
This is Kayla.
And Trisha, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Tufts Reform Radio. We're here, and it's Black Stripes or White Keys. That was Adversity by Beach Fossils. It was a very mellow song, and you know what? It fits the mood today because it is pretty warm out. Okay. It was not this morning. Well, this morning I was in Connecticut, and it was cold. Not cold. It was breezy. And a little bit windy, and then I came back here, and it was really warm, and I wasn't prepared for that, so walking up the hill with my heavy backpack and shopping bag was not fun.
Ooh, you went shopping?
I went to CVS.
Got
it. It was open. Happy Easter, everyone. And happy Passover if you celebrated that this weekend as well. So, what do we got next, Trisha?
What do we have next? We have Super America by Bad Bad Hats. From the album.
Cool. Let's play that.
that won't break if you leave me. Or pretend I'm not there. I wish you'd let me lose you. I wish you'd cut your hair. Oh, I'm a long way from turning around on the highway or calling your phone, 'cause it's not my fault.
Shout out to the girl over there in my This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carole King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started.
Dream, fantastic pose and greed, then we should feed our jewelry to the sea. For diamonds do appear to be just like broken glass to me. And then she said she can't believe genius only comes along in storms of fable foreign tongue. Dripping eyes and flooded lungs. Northern downpour sends its love. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, weather veins mine. One and lonely. The ink is running toward the page. It's chasing off the days. Look back at both feet and that winding knee. I missed your skin when you were east. You clicked your heels and wished for me. Through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile Capricorn unraveled words like moths upon old scars. I know the world's a broken bone, but melt your headaches, call it home. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, weather veins my one and lonely. Sugar cane in the easy morning, weather veins. Sugar cane in the easy morning, what a
sur le stream. Listen, I'm your friend, don't quote me, but not a friend worth noting. Yes, please don't ever note me as your friend. Who says we have cold hearts, acting out our old parts? Let's perform my favorite little scene. Oh, 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 oh.
I get carried away from you, and don't get in a brain, cause I'm sorry, sorry about that. Sorry about things that I said, always had to get to my head.
Everyone,
I was carried away by a passion pit. PSA for you. We do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You
struggle,
read that very enthusiastically. It's okay, Trisha's just sick, and that's why she's a little quiet today.
Thanks
but
for giving me an excuse.
No, I mean, that is an excuse.
Yeah.
It's so
true. It's true. I'll tell her to be loud. I'll yell. Actually, okay. I'm
there you go.
The illness has gone to my head.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. I do
agree with
you.
I'm kidding. But,
yes.
You know, don't be mad. If we're not as lively. But yeah, today's an important day actually for me as well, because elections for Tufts University Television. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Hopefully I get the head of music. That would be fun.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Trying to plug yourself?
No, I mean, like, this doesn't really mean anything.
I'm just trying to find something
to talk about.
Yes.
The next, I feel like our playlist today, we're trying to get some good, like, summery songs, because the weather's been pretty nice, at least it was when we were walking here, and, you know, we're getting some, you know, we play indie rock, but this is gonna be a little more of indie, like, pop. We're getting some pop-y songs in there to get that springtime feeling. So, the next one we're gonna play is Electric Love.
Woo!
Yeah, here we go.
Do it.
Thank you. time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. To take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
Hello. So we got a request for John Denver Country Road, so we're going to play that. And then after that, we're going to do our conspiracy crackdown. Yeah, and I apologize because before, I'm assuming it's probably the same person that called, and I missed it because the phones are difficult here sometimes. So here you go, sir. Country Roads by John Denver. You know, the song's been in a lot of movies recently. I feel like it's kind of had a resurgence in pop culture.
What movies are you talking about?
I don't know. I saw this one. It was with this... there was some spy situation in it.
This people.
Yeah, there was... he was a spy or something.
He was a spy?
It was a comedy, I think.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I saw... I really don't remember what it's called. It was forgettable.
I'll believe
it. But, Maybe. I just really can't remember. But it's a thing now. It's come back. People talk about this song again. I mean, it's good. I like it, you know. Country roads.
I have some feelings. Take my home. Yeah, okay.
Okay, here goes.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road.
No, the bass.
That whole time.
Hello.
Hello, guys. We're sorry for that
blankness.
We thought we were talking, and then I realized, I'm like, why can't I hear anything in the headphones? And then that whole bit that we just talked about
is gone. So, did you have something to say, Kayla?
Well, I think I'm just going to repeat exactly what I just said. So, I said before, today's a day.
today is a day.
So, also, we hope you like the last request. And, so, before we do our conspiracy crackdown here, let's announce WMFO Medford is having a live music day on Saturday, May 4th. So, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that's 9. Quote from the paper that says we have to announce this. You know, I was just saying how, you know, it has it scripted for us. But, like, we don't really need it to be scripted because I think we're college students and we know how to...
You're supposed to know what to say if you don't have the basic information that the script gives you.
That's true, but they can just say 9 a.m. to 5. It literally has a schedule here.
But do they think that you're going to be able to come up with something as lively as this?
Is Yes, Folks, That Is 9?
Yes, Folks, That Is 9.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm not that creative. Maybe I can't come up with something better than that.
Yes, folks, that is 9 fans and musicians.
Folks, all those good folks out there, this one's for you. But seriously, I think it's going to be pretty cool, actually, because I don't hear a lot of live stuff here. And I know it's an option, so yeah. It's going to be cool to see local bands. And, you know, it's good to support local artists because they work hard. And they need to make a living, and they want to share their art with the world, which is something that, you know,
yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. I am a musician. You know, sometimes I think about playing one of my songs on the air just to do it, but then I feel like that's really narcissistic.
I mean, I'm not going to confirm nor deny.
So I just don't. But, poll, if you want to hear one of my songs... Let me know. Who's going to let me know? I don't know.
Call in and be like, I request Kayla's song.
Yeah, call in and request a song. Okay. If you want to hear. Because I just don't want to play it. Unless I played it and just didn't say who it was.
Well, we would all know. I would know.
Oh, you would know, but no one else would know. Anyway. Okay. Trisha, what's our conspiracy crackdown?
Well, first, it's time for...
Conspiracy crackdown.
I am sorry about this conspiracy because I'm gonna say right up front that it's lame, and that's because
there's a lot of lame ones out there
in the last 5 minutes. And
that's usually how it works.
I was frantically browsing the internet, and at this point, we've gone through so many conspiracies that they're like, it's hard to find fresh, hot new stuff. So, what I've found is a music conspiracy. It's basically, I'm grabbing this straight from this is the only information I have. It's this article on the website vulture.com, and the article's titled, "What Do the Chickens in Sunglasses Even Mean, Taylor?" It's written by Bethy Squires. And to paraphrase, so Taylor Swift has been releasing images teasing that something's going to happen on the 26th, like April 26th. Cool. And apparently, I think today she posted a picture of four portraits of chickens wearing sunglasses. And
chickens?
Yeah, chickens wearing sunglasses. They're like paintings. She posted a picture of these paintings of chickens wearing sunglasses.
Are they realistic?
Yeah, and the caption is 4/26. And so, you know, this is...
What does this mean?
I don't know. That's the
chickens
conspiracy.
Chickens with this means. Sunglasses.
Yeah, so the Miss Squires here came up with some theories. I don't know if these are like...
Are they funny?
Theories, or if these are her own theories.
Are they funny theories?
Yes.
Okay, that's somewhat interesting.
On what the chickens mean is the farmyard imagery, hence that this new album will be a return to country.
Maybe. Yeah. That's actually a thing.
That's a good one.
That is.
This is literally what she wrote, so I'm... this is her words. Only about a quarter of each painting is shown, signifying a fractured self-image. Taylor is the chick in sunglasses who cannot hold on to herself.
Okay.
There's some other ones. I don't understand this one. Oh, let's see. Taylor is the chick in sunglasses instead of a snake, like in Reputation's theming, a more vulnerable branding. Today is 4/20. Tomorrow is...
Maybe she's just...
Oh, wait. This was yesterday.
Doing different... animals for each album that she does now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's doing the Chinese zodiac. I don't know. It's not. It isn't. I know it's not.
Apparently this was posted.
Wasn't
yesterday.
It Year of the Pig?
I don't know what
year I think it. I don't know. I don't but know. I know. And isn't Snake one of them?
I don't know.
You know, don't listen to me. I'm just thinking because I know Zodiac has animals, and I thought that'd be pretty cool.
Correction, she posted this yesterday because one of the person's theories was today is 420, tomorrow is Easter, hence stoned chickens. Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But so yeah, there's some conspiracy theories.
What does Easter have to do? Oh wait, chicken, because eggs, chicken. Easter eggs. Easter got eggs. It, got it.
Yeah, I don't know why she's posting these chickens and sunglasses. Do you have any?
I mean, I'm feeling like the chick thing probably makes sense.
Like country, the country one?
I like the country one. I think that's like a pretty good guess because she started out pretty country and then she's really the pop artist now.
Yeah.
So maybe she's returning back to those T-Swift roots.
T-Swift roots.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk in country music lately. Yeah, well, yeah, because of that old I was talking about Old Town Road last week.
Yeah, we know a Taylor who's obsessed with Old Town Road.
Yeah, I got her to call in and we talked about it. I was doing it on I subbed Monday and
we talked about Old Town Road. I personally hate that song.
You hate it? Honestly, I think it's so catchy. Like, it's just undeniably catchy.
Did I say that already?
I mean, I hate country music, but, like, honestly, I don't hate that song.
I hate country music. I hate that song.
Okay, okay. You got strong opinions on Old Town Road.
I have very strong opinions. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road.
I'm gonna ride.
Chickens and sunglasses.
Is Old Town Road, I don't know.
Taylor Swift.
Is gonna do a collab with Lil Nas X.
That wasn't what I was gonna say. I was going to say that she's giving up music altogether and she's moving to the country to be a fly chicken with some sunglasses, like a chicken that wears
designer sunglasses. Honestly, I think the world would, I think all 13-year-old girls in the universe would flip out if Taylor Swift stopped making music.
Music, yeah.
Personally, I wouldn't really mind. I've never been a huge fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's very important to the music industry.
Yeah.
So.
Got it in some time, though.
Everyone in some time, but she's kind of young, you know? It would just be weird if she stopped.
It would seem premature, but...
It would seem premature.
It also seems really dramatic, and Taylor Swift likes to do
dramatic. Oh, she kind of is, though. That's one thing I don't like, is why do you have to, like, date everyone and write a song about them? But it's actually also kind of funny, because those artists are also well-known, and, you know, I bet you, was it John Mayer and Taylor Lautner and stuff, they hear those songs, and they're like, yep, that's me.
That's me.
It's funny, but it's also kind of like, why do you have so many relationships that end? I mean, no, everyone has relationships that end. I'm just being dumb. But it just seems like they're just very publicized, so it kind of gets, you know, sensationalized and everything. And I don't know, it's probably hard.
Yeah, I just think
it's got to be hard. I wouldn't want to be a celebrity and then everyone's just talking about your relationship. That's not supposed to be, that's supposed to be something very personal, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently she, this girl I went to high school with, her and her sister are big fans, and Taylor Swift does this thing where she'll take some of her fans to her house, like her estate in Rhode Island. And she's literally Bing, but it's like a really top secret thing. You gotta meet some random place, and then this car picks you up and takes them to their house. Cause she, I mean, obviously, she has to, people would, you know, if they knew where she lived, like exactly, they would just like knock down her door all the time.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people get so obsessed with celebrities. Like, they just wanna have a life too.
Right. True.
Conspiracy. We should do a conspiracy about that next week.
So, celebrities?
Yeah. Yeah, about how people want to stalk them and stuff.
I mean, that could be a conspiracy.
There's a whole thing where people get obsessed with famous murderers and stuff, like serial killers.
Oh, actually, I was listening to a podcast about, well, not about people who get obsessed, but it was bashing people who get obsessed with that kind of stuff, because she was, like, talking about, like, how these people, like, had actual victims and how... Like, it's bad to have a favorite serial killer because, you know...
It's weird.
And so, like, it's weird. I do think it's kind of weird, Yeah, I mean, I had a phase. Like, I say, like, when I was younger, you know, I was, like, a teen in middle school being like, oh, I'm edgy and cool. Like, you know, I liked serial killers. But then I grew up and I was like, this is horrible. These people are horrible. I don't want to have any sort of reverence for them at all.
No, and why would? That's not cool.
I have trouble, like, watching serial killer, like, documentaries or, like, anything like that now because... like, I can't stop thinking about, like, the fact that this actually happened.
True. It's weird. Sometimes things, you know, sometimes just, like, things that humans do, I just don't understand. And it's not a level we're going to get on right now.
right.
We only have about 5 minutes left, so...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah. We should just play some music.
Yeah,
we were talking about how Trisha's like, I'm so happy you put this song on next because she likes it. Obstacle One.
Obstacle One by Interpol. I love Interpol.
They're bopping. Not really bopping. They're very mellow, but they're a good band.
They're not always mellow. Sometimes
no, but like some of the good ones are like
mellow
more
in like the most rock possible way.
True, they're but not, I don't know. I think I'm just thinking of some
Interpol
like the songs. True, but I'm thinking of some of the songs that I like specifically remember a lot are the ones that are more like chill. I'm thinking of, I don't know why, but I'm thinking of Leif Erikson right now just because I like the lyrics.
Okay.
All right, I guess we should play it and
so,
oh wait, yeah, we
yes.
should listening to 91.5
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I bet you people get so sick of us saying that, but because we have to. I'm sorry, people.
I would want to know what I'm listening to.
That's true.
Home, my favorite radio was 94.7. Alt 94.7.
You know, I think that we should have a jingle.
There are jingles that pre-recorded that.
Oh my god, we're gonna start implementing
that. One time I played one, it was really scary and loud, and I never played one again.
Because, you know, every time you listen to, like, a major station, you're like...
We have jingles. We can play jingles.
Well, we could just sing our own.
91.5 WMFO Medford. I can't sing. Especially because I'm sick. Yes.
I mean, I can sing, but I just choose not to sing well most of the time. Oh my god, she's actually dying.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna play Obstacle One by Interpol because this is my dying wish actually now.
Okay.
I'm gonna hear this song one last time. It's been great.
It's been a good run.
Thanks for listening to Black Stripes or White Keys with Trisha and
Kayla.
Yeah.
And have a great rest of the day. And if you're celebrating Easter, have a good one with that too. All right, here we go.